Industrial pollution is a major health concern around the world, especially in developing countries where laws to prevent the spread of toxic waste are inadequate. Japan has won praise for its clean technology, but it too has had to tackle the problem of industrial pollution in the past. At the end of World War II, Minamata City, located in southwestern Japan, was a well-established but poor community of factory workers, tradespeople, and fishermen. The cobalt-blue waters of Minamata Bay were a vital source of food, providing fish for tens of thousands of local residents. Many people worked at the huge Chiso Corporation chemical factory, which became the city's largest employer. What they did not know was that the factory was dumping tons of toxic mercury compounds into the bay. In the late 1940s, a debilitating illness began to affect the townspeople. The disease damaged the central nervous system, causing such symptoms as numbness of the hands, excruciating headaches, and impaired balance. Because its victims moved awkwardly, the illness was at first called dancing cat sickness. There was no cure. All local doctors could do was try to alleviate their patients' pain. The sick were ostracized because people mistakenly assumed the illness was contagious. It wasn't until 1957, 11 years after the disease first appeared, that doctors eventually traced the source to consumption of mercury-tainted fish from the bay. Health officials changed the name to Minamata disease. As Dr. Toshihide Tsuda of Okayama University in western Japan explains, the Japanese government was purposely slow in reacting to the disease.
The government did not want to officially recognize the disease. At the time, Chiso Corporation was producing 70% to 80% of Japan's plastic materials, and Japan's plastics industry would have suffered if Chiso's operations were halted. The drainage of mercury from the factory did not stop for more than 12 years when a cleaner production process was finally invented.
Aileen Miyoko Smith, co-author of the book Minamata and head of the Japan-based environmental group Green Action, says everyone involved, the Chiso Corporation, local authorities, and the central government, all refused to acknowledge the source or scope of the problem.
When the pollution first occurred, the company rerouted the pipe where the wastewater was released. They rerouted it to a different area, and then the disease spread that way. And what the Japanese government did is that they knew that the bay was polluted, but what they said is there's no proof that all the fish in Minamata Bay are contaminated. Therefore, they will not take any countermeasures to prevent consumption of the fish. That spread the illness and made the problem much, much worse.
The new pipe spread the mercury even more broadly, and soon the illness was attacking people 15 kilometers away from Minamata City. Doctors say as many as 200,000 people were eventually affected. Thousands were too sick to work, and hundreds were hospitalized and died. Among the worst affected were infants whose mothers had eaten the tainted fish while pregnant. The children were born with a range of birth defects, and many perished before they were teenagers. Half a dozen class action suits were eventually settled out of court, with most victims receiving about $22,000. One suit is still pending with Japan's Supreme Court. A number of countries have experienced similar mercury poisoning, which is now referred to routinely as Minamata disease, no matter where it occurs. Okayama University's Dr. Tsuda notes that the tragedy did have the positive effect of influencing law on industrial emissions.
The industrial situation is much better now. Companies handle chemicals more cautiously and safely, and the government monitors them. What is needed to prevent cases like this is when an unknown illness is discovered, governments need to identify the cause swiftly and take measures.
Aileen Miyoko Smith of Green Action says that in Japan, manufacturers now follow strict environmental and public health laws, partly due to public pressure. But she says Japanese companies manufacturing goods overseas sometimes continue to generate potentially harmful industrial pollution, although not from mercury compounds, which are no longer in use. Japanese companies are manufacturing goods in China, the Philippines, and Indonesia. Ms. Smith is optimistic that over time, governments in those nations will enforce stricter laws on industrial pollution to protect what might be considered any country's most valuable asset, the health of its citizens. Amy Bickers, VOA News, Tokyo.